Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, March 21st. I hope you're well. Coming up.
And I hope at least you'll understand my decision. I know that others will, how shall I put it, cope with the news just fine.
Nominations to become Fine Gael leader open today, and murder investigation launched after Cork samurai sword attack death. Plus we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the new Fine Gael leader will be announced on Friday, the 5th of April. A leadership contest is now in the works following yesterday's announcement that Leo Varadkar is stepping down from the position. Nominations for the next party leader will open this morning at 10 o'clock and close at 1 o'clock next Monday afternoon. Three regional meetings will take place on Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday of next week before any votes are cast the following week. Voting for almost 20,000 members will then take place at more than 20 polling stations between April 2nd and 4th, with a winner to be declared the following day. The Taoiseach, meanwhile, will today attend a meeting of EU leaders in Brussels for the final time before he steps down next month. While the Council will discuss the ongoing conflicts in Ukraine and Gaza, Leo Varadkar will face more questions about his decision to resign. From Brussels, News Talk's Andrew Louth reports.
Yesterday, Leo Varadkar made the shock announcement to step down as leader of Fine Gael with immediate effect and as Taoiseach when his successor has been chosen. Following his announcement outside government buildings yesterday, the outgoing Taoiseach took no questions from the gathered press. However, he is to face those questions later this morning as he attends the European Council of EU leaders for the last time. Leo Varadkar is expected to update leaders about his bilateral meeting with US President Joe Biden last week and will also present him with a chance to make one final parting statement. Whether he does or not will remain to be seen. EU leaders will discuss, among other things, the ongoing conflicts in Ukraine and Gaza, while there will also be an engagement with the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Andrew Lyard in Brussels.
A murder investigation is underway after a 33-year-old chef was attacked with a samurai sword in Cove in County Cork last Friday. It's understood a number of searches have been conducted across Cove and the Cork Harbour area as detectives search for a specific individual and the weapon used in the attack. Tina Gates has more.
Ian Bateson died from his wounds in hospital after being attacked in the forecourt of a supermarket just before 9 p.m. last Friday night. It's believed the weapon used was a broad-edged knife similar to a samurai ceremonial sword. Preliminary post-mortem results were presented to Gardaí late yesterday but are not being released for operational reasons. It's understood a number of searches are being conducted across the Cove and Cork Harbour areas as detectives search for a specific individual and the weapon used in the attack.
The head of the UN's Agency for Helping Palestinian Refugees says it would be easy to get food into Gaza if Israel agreed to open more crossings into the Strip. Humanitarian organisations are warning a famine is imminent in the territory. Israel says it is letting food in through more routes and blames aid agencies for failing to distribute it. Philippe Lazzarini from UNRWA says the response should be easy.
Political will needs to be translated with the opening of all the land crossing into Gaza. It is easy to flood Gaza with food. It is easy to reverse, in fact, this trend.
16 people are due in court in this morning as part of a major investigation into drug dealing in Dublin. Since September, officers have seized €1.6 million in assets as part of a targeted campaign against organised crime and money laundering in the north of the city. 10 men and 6 women have been arrested as part of the investigation. They're due to appear before district courts in Swords and the Courts of Criminal Justice. Nearly 2 in 3 employees in Ireland feel underpaid. A new survey from Irish Jobs shows 64% of workers surveyed don't feel their salary adequately reflects their skills, qualifications or experience. Sam Dooley is the country director of the Stepstone Group with responsibility for Irish Jobs. He says the survey found benefits and perks could make packages more attractive without breaking the budget.
Healthcare plans ranked the highest. Followed by pension schemes, so employer contributory schemes, the number of annual leave days, flexible working arrangements, and finally bonuses and financial incentives made up the top 5 most popular employee benefits.
Researchers say artificial intelligence could predict the type of health conditions someone is likely to develop. They say the tool, known as Foresight, could help doctors monitor patients or make decisions around diagnosis. It belongs to the same family of models as ChatGPT, but has been trained using information from NHS electronic records in the UK. In entertainment news, veteran actor M. Emmett Walsh, who starred in Blade Runner and Knives Out, has died at the age of 88. The American star's manager says he suffered a cardiac arrest yesterday at a hospital in Vermont. Walsh appeared in 119 films and 250 TV shows during his lengthy acting career. And in sport, in soccer, Republic of Ireland captain Seamus Coleman has backed interim boss John O'Shea for a role under the next permanent manager. O'Shea is overseeing preparations for Saturday's friendly with Belgium and Tuesday's meeting with Switzerland. And Seamus Coleman says his former international teammate would be a great asset beyond next week.
Listen, having this man involved with Ireland is a privilege, and you know, from the people inside the camp, really understand how important it is to have someone like the manager involved.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.